This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu launched Rakt Rice, a premium organic indigenous red rice from Tawang, Arunachal Pradesh. Produced and marketed by Rakt Organic, it is an initiative of Pema Sewang from Grangkhar village of the Mompa community. Commending the initiative, CM Khandu said this effort brings traditional high-altitude farming wisdom to a wider market. Cultivated through zero-chemical, eco-friendly practices in the valleys of Tawang, the rice is naturally rich in antioxidants, iron and essential minerals. More than a food product, it represents preservation of traditional seed varieties and the agricultural heritage of people, the CM said. Dr. Yasum Litin of Inkyong, Upper Siang District, has created history by becoming first cardiac anesthesia super specialist from Arunachal and the first woman from Northeast India. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Men inaugurated the 40-bedded community health center at Mechuka in Siomi District of Arunachal in the presence of RWD Minister P.D. Sona. Sharing the news in a social media post, Mr. Sona said the much-needed facility will significantly strengthen healthcare access for the people, reducing the need for long and difficult travel for medical care and ensuring timely treatment closer to home. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet French President Emmanuel Macron in Mumbai today. The two leaders will inaugurate the India-France Year of Innovation 2026 and address a gathering of business leaders, startups, researchers and other innovators from both countries. Mr. Macron arrived in Mumbai early this morning on a three-day official visit to India to participate in the AI Impact Summit. Prime Minister Modi has expressed confidence that this meeting with French President will further strengthen cooperation in various sectors and contribute to global progress. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today launched the Farmers Digital Companion Bharat Vistar from Jaipur. Through this platform, farmers will be able to access all necessary information with a single call via their mobile phones. The Union Agriculture Minister said the initiative will provide farmers with crop-based scientific advisory services, mandi prices and weather information. He added that the initiative would prove decisive in extending the vision of Digital India to rural India. He further stated that to increase farmers' income, it is essential to connect them not only with agriculture but also with animal husbandry, for which technology is crucial. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his French counterpart Catherine Vautrin will co-chair the 6th India-France Annual Defence Dialogue in Bengaluru today. The meeting will review the entire gamut of bilateral defence cooperation with focus on expanding industrial collaboration. Information and Broadcasting Minister Aswani Vaishnaw has said that India is expecting over $200 billion AI investment in the country's AI ecosystem in the next 2 years. Addressing a press conference on India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said the summit is receiving a huge response with people arriving from every corner of the country. Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel has announced the launch of the Strategy for AI in Healthcare for India, a national guidance framework aimed at supporting responsible AI adoption across states, regulators and private programs. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a high-level national conclave manthan of state and union territory cooperation ministers today at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. During a day-long meeting, the Union Cooperation Minister will review the progress of establishing 2 lakh new multipurpose PSEs and the nationwide expansion of modern warehouses for better grain storage under the world's largest grain storage plan. Mr. Shah also virtually inaugurated 5 cooperative projects of Gujarat worth 258 crore rupees and laid the foundation stone for 2 projects. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.